Yo, it's Overslept. Chris Laker, what's up? It's me. I'm in bed. It's 12:36. Happy daylight savings time. It's really 11:36. It's bullshit. But, you know, we get more sun. That's a, I don't know, whatever. So, still in Cincinnati. Gonna leave here soon after we pack up, get up, pack up, and go to I don't know where, because we're gonna go to DC on Tuesday. So we decided, why the hell go back to New York? And today, and then have to, and there's supposed to be a snowstorm. The fuck. I thought winter was over. We had like 3 days of winter, like in different days, you know? And at least in the Northeast, it was like that. And then now we get a snowstorm now. It's bullshit. So we would have had to leave Monday anyway to not miss the show. So we wouldn't even... I don't know, we wouldn't even... We're just going straight to... But we're going to stop somewhere between here and D.C. tonight to just be like, why go to D.C. straight away? You know, like, why don't we, like, check out Wheeling, West Virginia, or Altoona, Pennsylvania, or whatever. So that's the plan. But I don't know where, because Jacqueline's been on Airbnb last night for a long time, and she, I don't know if she picked a place or what, she's still sleeping. She just made a noise of acknowledgement, so she's listening. But so that's what's up. Go Bananas in Cincinnati is a great club. I think the MC didn't like me, but you know, that's okay. I'm sure he'll find his way in the world. But the shows are great. We had a good time, and the club is awesome. So if you're ever in the area, go see a show there. If there's a comedian there that you like. I can't endorse every comedian ever that goes to play Go Bananas. There's probably somebody there that is not to your liking. So that's, but I can endorse the club. What have I got? New review. It's what did it say? Overslept with Chris Laker is the best podcast in the world that people don't know about yet. Perfect for LA Lakers fan, even though he doesn't talk about the Lakers. Listen! ! Show is funny. Lots of ! Thank you, Nicholas Laker fan. I heard from him on email, and now he wrote a review. Nicholas is a good dude. You're a star. You're up there with Mortimer Panda, a.k.a. Pietro, John Lemonade 44, and I don't even know what this guy, but, you know, all these people, their reviews are all cool, and people that have emailed me are all cool, and Nicholas is now both. I mean, when you've done both, You're my friend for life. So, and I'll be out in LA sometime. So maybe Nicholas. I don't know where everybody lives. From what I can tell, through SoundCloud and my, from my podcasts and like traffic on my websites, like all over the place, like everywhere. New York mostly, and then it just goes. But there's some people in LA and shit. I don't know. Here's another one. I got an email from Ruby. Ruby says, "Hi, Chris. My name is Ruby. I'm a 19-year-old college student from Tucson, Arizona. Just wanted to email to let you know that I listened to your show, which is weird because I feel like all the messages you talk about are for middle-aged men. I don't know how old people are. I think that they're kind of, I guess I always assume people are, I don't know. I just assume everybody's 30. But I have no indication. Nobody's talking about, like, their family or anything. So, like, oh, my wife and kids are hassling me or something like that. So, I don't know. But Ruby thinks everybody sounds old. But that's because you're 19, everybody is old. Who's not old when you're 19? But, yeah, there are definitely men. I would assume a lot of loners, but I don't even know that. What are they doing? Just because they're sending emails saying, I like your podcast. I can't tell what they're into. They're into this. That's a little weird. But yeah. No, but definitely the people that email are mostly men. And I assume, okay, middle-aged men, and I assume they are the only ones who listen to you. I may be the only female my age who listens. That's probably true to you, and I don't know exactly why I do, but I know that you have at least, you have one, and then, but now you know you have at least one, in parentheses, cute girl slash not old man listener. Congrats on reeling me in. Good show, Ruby. Well, you managed to compliment yourself there a lot, Ruby. I'm glad. I'm glad you listen. Why don't you just? This is what you could do to get all the cute girls listening to me. Have a cute girl party, and then just start playing the podcast at the party. Don't tell anybody. Just start playing it instead of music. And maybe this show is just like the perfect thing for cute college girls, and I don't even know it. You know, maybe it's like this like weird thing that they get into. You know, like sometimes like there'll be a bunch of college kids into like Neil Diamond for no reason. That could be like this show. And and then I'll come to Tucson and do to your school and do like a live show. I'll give you some of the money. If I could do a live show at Tucson with a bunch of college students, they don't even have to all be cute girls. There can be ugly boys there. There could be, you could, whatever the makeup of the crowd, all the college students. And then I'll give you 20%. I think that's fair. 20% of the door. Right off the top, no problem. And then I'll do a live. Well, I can't do an live Overslept. I'll do a stand up show, and then I'll do some stuff. You know, it'll be fun time. I feel like it's probably not gonna happen. So I don't think I have to really kill myself figuring out a format. But I could, if you know. But yeah. But Ruby, you're cool, and maybe you're wise beyond your years. Maybe in your former life you were a middle-aged man, and that's this is speaking to that. It's possible, but I'm glad to know I'm connecting with college student, with one anyway. Maybe there's another. If there's one other college student listening, you can email me just so I can know that there's another one, and maybe. You and Ruby can become email friends. I'm not going to give out anybody's email. But, you know, maybe on Twitter somehow you got. I don't know. I just want to know. How about that? You'll probably never, you know. I got another email from. But really, thanks, Ruby. I really appreciate it. And it's nice to know that you're listening and out there in Arizona. I'm not kidding about telling you, don't have a party and start playing a podcast. Nobody would do that. That's just a joke suggestion. But if you know, if you think any of your friends might like it, tell them. And if you don't, tell your professors. They're older guys. Tell your older man professors. And maybe I could get a real, like, you know, like an academia following. That would be pretty cool as well. Oh, man, if I can nail both. Ruby, you really could be the key to me. Not just nailing down college students, having a huge college student, and professors. I could appeal to everybody. Fuck, that would be good. I think there's a, think about it. You know, I'm not saying tomorrow you got to run out and start promoting this show to everybody. But think about it. Because then, you know, this 20% of this show could be a substantial amount of money. All right. But that, again, thank you, Ruby. And Harrison sent me an email. Yo, dude, love the show. See, he sounds like he's young. He's saying, yo, dude. He's like, that's what I say. He's at least young at heart. Yo, dude, love the show. I think it's a really unique way of documenting the life of a human. Get up. Keep up the great work. That's really nice, Harrison. Thank you, man. And I appreciate that email as well. I appreciate all the emails. It's fun hearing from people. And I'm glad people dig it. And, that's 11 minutes. Jacqueline's up, poking around, maybe make some coffee, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Airbnb, they got Starbucks Via. It's like, you know, the instant Starbucks thing. It's pretty good. Ain't cheap. Oh, yeah, I gotta drive all day. That's all right. Now what? I don't know. It was, was there anything interesting last night? There was a woman at the show that was like taking pictures of Mike and, I don't know what people do. It's not, I don't know. He was worried that she was taking video, but she wasn't. That's not a very interesting story. I'm trying to think of anything. All that me staying off the news thing has not worked out at all. I can't stop, man. I gotta like, well, today I'll be driving all day, so that'll keep me off the news. That'll be good. Because Sunday's a big day with all those Sunday shows and shit. And then, so Tuesday in D.C., if anybody's there. And really, if you look at Mike Birbiglia's schedule, I should be on most of those shows. Maybe not West Palm Beach, Florida. I don't think I'm going to make it to that one, but most of the other ones. But they're all pretty much like, there's a lot, it's like New York, Syracuse and Long Island, and there's Cleveland. Weekend in Cleveland, I should be there. And then the whole tour is over in a couple months, and then I got to figure out what else to do with my weekends. It's like I don't know. I don't feel like talking about comedy either. What else is there to talk about? Let me. I always hate, because it's kind of like a crutch for comedians. I'd be like, what else? And I always, but it's like, and I always, like, it makes me mad when I hear it and when I do it. It just drives me fucking nuts. I'm not above a verbal crutch, as you know from listening to this. Oh, CNN. Blizzard watches shit in NYC. Fuck. Oh, man. All this, I'm looking for like a news story that looks fun, and I don't see any. Why we dunk cookies in milk? There we go. That took a little scrolling, but we've got this. Why? Turned a scientist, chemistry professor, says certified dunking expert. Oh, it's a. They did it again. Anytime I click, it's like watch a video. They won't tell you. Tell me the fucking thing. I'm not gonna watch the video. They only. So you're gonna have to go watch the video if you want to know why Dunkin' Cookies is fun. I'll tell you why it is. It's not. It ruins the cookie. It's not good at all. I don't dunk cookies and shit. You have the co what? You know, it's like putting butter on a bagel. Fuck you. Or toasting a bagel. Toasting a bagel. Suck my dick on toasting a bagel. Sorry, it's a little aggressive. I'm trying to, you know, that don't you don't no S my D, but fuck, it's an insult. Dunking a cookie, insult. Here's a cookie. It was baked. I mean, maybe if you get, I guess you're talking like store, but even that, a Chips Ahoy, the simplest cookie on the planet, right? It's not like great care is taken and made in some factory. God, it's a respect the cookie. Dunking it is bullshit. I Dunkin' don't. I know I'm might be in the minority on this one, but it's disgusting. Soggy food, fuck off. I mean, I'm weird. I don't put milk on cereal even, but I don't really eat cereal. But the only cereal I ever eat would be like candy cereal, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. Those are the best. Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs, best cereal ever. That is no fucking joke. I will fight anybody on that. No milk on that shit. You don't need it. Why you want to make food soggy? What food is supposed to be soggy? That's fucking insane. Even sp if you want to talk pasta with a sauce, right? It doesn't penetrate. It doesn't get in there. That's the pasta is not going to break apart. In you know, it's not. It doesn't get soggy. It just stays. Anything that you put sauce on shouldn't become a fucking ball of shit. I don't know what the f is that so difficult? You can't. I the toast and the bagel is actually a different thing. But it's, to me, it's disrespectful because the bagel is perfect. Bagels are, you know, I don't eat them anymore, but I've eaten so many, and they're the best. And you get a fresh bagel, and then you say, "Oh, toast it, burn it up, make it not fresh anymore." That fresh thing, can you make it stale for me? Because I'm an asshole who can't who has the taste buds of a fucking child. I say this next to Jacqueline, who's listening, who toasts her bagels. She like she we I think we've gotten into. We don't fight a lot, but I think we had an actual fight over that before. Because I'm very passionate about it. Too passionate, obviously. It's bagel. She's looking at me now, shaking her head. I got, oh, well, the, well, the, I, you want to tell a story? You could tell us. I'm gonna, why not? They can, tell, why not? I don't usually have you. I don't usually have Jack. This is the first live guest. This is Jacqueline's story about me and a toasted bagel. Okay, go ahead.
I think it.
Comedian from Comedy Central Half Hour and The Late Late Show with James Corden, and author of the book How to Weep in Public, and co-author of the book Ridiculous. My guest, Jacqueline Novak.
Thanks, Chris. So Chris, I think it was like the first birthday maybe that we were together. Like we weren't together enough for me to even know about this. What? It was?
Absolutely. It was in Hell's Kitchen. It wasn't in Brooklyn.
Oh, it was? Okay. I guess that's a little more whatever. But I went out in the morning. I got up. You were still sleeping. So that I could bring back to you a delicious breakfast that would be waiting for you. And I know you enjoy, as I do, bagel, lox, cream cheese, that sort of thing. And I was really excited. And I went and I got it. And I don't remember. I don't know. But I came back with it. And you were really happy. And you opened it up. And you saw that it was toasted. And, like, you were mad at me. And it's like, hold on. Okay. And it's, like, horrible. Because it's, like, your problem is that you get mad when someone has done something with no intention of hurting you, okay? And in fact, quite the opposite, okay? And, like, the fact that you didn't hide that you were upset, like, I'm sorry, but wait, you're not getting the mic back yet. It's like, I don't know, to me, like, when someone gives you a gift of any kind, okay, like, no matter what, you act nice about it. Because in that moment, it's actually more about the gift giver than it is. And I felt horrible. But more actually, I felt mad because, you know, it's just like, and then I went back out. I went back out. You're such a grumpy.
Okay, that was our guest, Jacqueline Novak. I don't remember it exactly that way. But I'll say this. You get somebody a bagel and lox, and then you basically say, oh, here's bagel and lox. But you're like, oh, it's dog shit, cream cheese and lox. Where's the gift? Where's the gift? Once you ruined the bagel, where's the gift? No, you're good.
What's the monologue? And that's it?
That's the show, yes.
Okay. I'll hold it. Thank you. So I believe that sometimes toasting can bring out the flavor, okay? It's not like it burns it to a crisp. It just, okay, lightly, you know, it can bring out flavors, much like cereal, okay? Milk gently begins the process of releasing flavor. And you eat it speedily enough. You don't wait until you find a TV show or something, okay? You don't let it sit there. All right, thank you.
Well, there's the counterpoint. And I apologize if that's what happened exactly. I don't remember. It was 5 years. That was like 5 years ago. That would have been all right. So it's like 5 years ago. But she's held on to it. Some of us don't let go. I probably apologized that day. Mm-hmm. And I don't really. Listen, I don't remember exactly how it went down. But I apologize now. I didn't realize she was holding on to that all this time. I'm not always. I'm wrong about a lot of things. I'm wrong all the time, and I don't have a. And yeah, I don't. I'm not good at masking my emotions, I think that's held me back in show business, is that people can see when I'm not happy. But I also look happy when I'm. I don't look. That's another conversation for another day. It's 23 minutes. That is enough of this bullshit. I'll talk about looking angry tomorrow, maybe. I've probably already done it. But if you think there's not going to be shit repeated on this podcast, you are dead fucking wrong. Because I don't remember what I say day to day. And I try to, but some shit's going to get repeated. Hopefully not the same points, but maybe the topics will be for sure. And I probably won't remember to talk about that tomorrow. So if you're really looking forward to that tomorrow, please don't get your hopes up. All right, that's it. See you tomorrow from wherever I'm going to be. And if I didn't just wake up some terrible memory in Jacqueline's head that makes her now hate my guts. What's that? I know she's the best. She's the best. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you.